God bless you, Dr. Kazumba Charles here. Thank you for joining me on Kingdom Insight. As you join me today, I just bless you. I bless your household. And I just want to declare the presence of God over you and over your family. Today, we're going to be looking at inner healing, the importance of being healed in the inner side. And if we are not healed, what happens? Stay tuned and I'll be right back.
Welcome to Kingdom Insight with Dr. Kazumba Charles. This program is designed to help you discover treasures and truth from God's Word and also give you deeper insights and understanding of the character and nature of God. Here's your host, Dr. Kazumba Charles.
One of the most struggling moments in our lives is to let go of the things that we've gone through in the past. And there is a reason why the enemy makes it troubling for us to let go of the past, or so hard for us to let go of the past. In today's message, I want to focus on healing the wounded soul. As we begin this series on inner healing, I want you to pay attention because God is going to release you to be all that He has called you to be. But there are certain things in our lives that we need to deal with, that we need to let the Holy Spirit deal with so that we can move forward. And if we don't deal with these things have their ability to hold us down and to decapitate our lives. Let me take you to a scripture in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10. It is in that scripture that we're going to build the topic of what we'll be talking about. You see, many people don't know why they struggle and they can't move forward in their lives. It's because of certain things that has happened in their lives. And those are the things that breaks us down in most cases. So here in Proverbs 14 verse 10, we read that the heart knows its own bitterness and no outsider shares in its joy. Right there, I want to point out to you, the wise Solomon says the heart knows its own bitterness. Each and every one of us know what we've gone through, know what we have struggled with, or the things or the pain of maybe the trauma of the past that it has affected you. But look at what happens. When the heart knows its bitterness, no one wants to share in its joy. That means you find maybe people that many people don't just want to be around them, don't want to be near them. Why? Because in their heart, these are people that have a bitterness in their heart and they are not pleasant or good to be around. That's why here the Bible says, a heart knows its bitterness and no one wants to share in it. Also, Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, look at this here. That's why the enemy targets the heart, because he knows if he can pollute our heart, everything else won't work. But God also targets our heart. When your heart is in the right place, when your spirit is in the right place, everything else will work out. Matthew 5, 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the pure in their heart, for they will see God. We'll come back to that scripture, let alone in this teaching or in this series. But let me move on to give you this point. The phrase, blessed are the pure in heart, emphasizes the importance of inner purity or inner purity, because the enemy targets the heart. The promise that they will see God implies that those who nurture inner purity will enjoy a deeper relationship with God. Why? Because in your heart, you are not polluted by the things of the past, because the enemy uses those things to pollute our heart. Here, Again, they will have a deeper relationship, the deeper spiritual awareness and understanding of God's nature and the presence of God in their lives. Why? Because your heart is clean, your heart is pure, and your heart, in your heart, there is only the fullness of the joy of God. So let's talk about healing the wounded soul. Because when your soul is wounded, everything else will be falling apart. I always say this. A broken person always says broken things. Also, as you've heard, hurt people hurt others as well. And I always like to say this. Broken people, not only do they break others, say broken things. Let me tell you something. As a believer in Christ, we often seek a physical healing, but we neglect the crucial healing of our soul. It is easy for people to look for physical healing, but not to look for inner healing. And inner healing is your well-being, because you can be healed in the body, but if your soul is full of troubled with depression, anxiety, all those things can affect your physicality as well. Many of us carry deep wounds and scars from maybe loss, betrayal, or trauma, or past mistakes, or life's challenge. Life is challenging in its own. And many of us carry the scars over those challenges. You see, these experiences that we go through in life can quietly impact our soul, mind, and spirit. That's why today you see many people struggling with mental health or struggling with a lot of things. It's not because, they don't love God for the most part. It is because sometimes challenges we go through can break your mind, can break your soul, can break your spirit, sending your mind into confusion and into decapitation. That's why you see a lot of people today, with a mental breakdown. It is actually, can I suggest that most of the times that is not demonic attacks as well. It's not demonic attack at all. We go through challenges. Just because somebody is struggling mentally, it doesn't mean that they are demonically attacked or they are they have a demon. We go through things, and those are things here on earth can break your mind, can break your heart, can break your soul. And those things have their capability to actually destroy your mental health as well. Now listen to this. Many of us carry these scars of the past, trauma, and we don't know how to deal with it. You see, inner wounds can also impact our spiritual growth. When you are wounded in your soul and in your spirit, it can actually impact your spiritual growth. But above all, inner wounds can impact your identity. I want to focus on that in this series as well as we go. Because how you see yourself sometimes comes from the depth of who you are and what you've experienced. Let's say people tell you, you are not good enough. And that's how you see yourself. You are not good enough. And those are things, or those words, can actually break your spirit as well. You see, above all, inner wounds can actually obstruct or destroy us and stop us from moving forward. That's why we need to deal with them. You see, the enemy aims to exploit our wounds, using them to obstruct us from God's plans for our lives and from God's purposes for our lives. Wounds that you have gone through, inner wounds, can actually prevent you from moving forward. I've seen people, even in the relationship, relationships are affected when you are a wounded person. You see, when you are wounded in your spirit, wounded in your heart, wounded from the past things that you went through. And sometimes it's even, difficult to receive love or to receive embrace from other people. Let me put these things into perspective for you. The soul and the mind and the heart are deeply interconnected together. When your soul is suffering, your mind will suffer too. When your mind is suffering, your heart will suffer too. When your heart is suffering, your spirit will be affected. And when your spirit is affected, your confidence or identity is also tempered with. If the soul is affected by something, your heart also will be troubled as well. Let me put it into perspective for you. Sometimes maybe you went through a challenge. Somebody said something that is not good. You go to sleep. Your mind is troubled of the words that they spoke over you or the things that they said about you or the betrayal or the lies that somebody said that are not true. You go to sleep and you know this is not true and somebody has targeted your character, assassinated your character as well. And as you go to sleep, your mind is troubled by what they've said, what they've done. Guess what happens? You begin to have now bitterness in your heart because now your heart will be troubled by what was said and your mind will send the signal to your spirit about what was done to you. And it becomes now a wound in your life. It becomes now a thing that begins to cut you into pieces in your life until you deal with it. So here, Proverbs 18 verse 14. Let me just read this scripture real quick to you and to see why it is important for us to allow the Holy Spirit to deal with the wounds that we may have gone through in our lives. It says here, a person's spirit can endure sickness. I want you to pay attention. A person's spirit can endure sickness, but who can survive a broken spirit? Who can survive a broken spirit? When you are broken in your spirit, you can't survive. Why? Because your soul, your mind, your body are going to be affected. That is why many of us experience mental breakdown from things or from the trauma because it tries to affect our very soul, our very mind as well. That's why here some Solomon says a person can endure sickness, physical sickness, a person can endure, but who can endure a broken spirit? Let me show you another scripture in Job chapter 17 verse 1. This is a very, very important scripture. I want you to see why many people give up in life. Why many people, maybe you've seen, commit suicide as well or take their own lives. Why? Here is the scripture. And because when a soul is broken, everything is broken. Everything is dashed down. No hope, no joy. Job says in 17 verse 1, my spirit is broken. My days are extinguished and a graveyard awaits me. Let me explain to you what Job is saying here. Remember the story of Job. He had gone through a big and major loss. He had everything he desired. He had everything he needed in his life. And then one day, the devil went to the Lord and said, Job loves you for the things you've given him. God says, no, I know my servant Job. And the Bible says that Job was the most righteous man in the whole world. And think about it. So then when the Lord allowed the enemy to tamper with what Job had, guess what happened? Job lost everything. And here Job by losing all that he had, everything that he had, Job felt, my spirit is broken. He said, my spirit is broken because of the loss. And then he says this, my days are extinguished. That means there is nothing for me to live for. There is nothing for me to look forward to. There is nothing for me to really look forward to in this life. I'm done. And guess what he says? Graveyard awaits me. This is why when people are broken in their spirit, when people are broken in their heart, when people have been disappointed, when people feel disappointed or neglected, rejected, or just gone through some struggle in their lives, they come to this point like Job. They say, my spirit is broken. And then secondly, they feel their days are extinguished. And also, only death awaits them. I want you to know, first of all, whatever you are going through, God will bring life to you. You don't have to feel that your days are extinguished, because we serve a God who revives us and who gives us a second season or a new season to live through. Job, we see the story of Job. Even though Job felt broken, as well as he felt like his days were extinguished, and only the grave awaited him, we see God actually restoring Job and blessing Job more than he had blessed him even before. So God can restore you. I just want to say that God can restore you, and God will restore you, and God is restoring you right now. Don't give up. Don't think taking your own life is the only option. There is an option here, but looking back to God who restores, by looking back to God who strengthens us, by looking back to God who rewards us when we stay in faith. I just wanted to point out that to you so that you understand you are not stuck. You are not stuck at all, because God is with you. So as we begin to see, Psalm 42 verse 11 says this. Psalm says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. When we're going through those moments like Job, where we feel like our days are numbered, where we feel like we are broken beyond repair, we have to be like the psalmist David here declared, my soul, I know you are broken. Or you are downcasted. Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God. Something happens when we put our hope in God. Our past do not dictate where God is taking us. Our past do not stop us from becoming what God wants to do in our lives. This is why we need to understand whatever you are going through, whatever season you are in, whatever you've gone through that has broken your soul, broken your spirit, broken your mind, I want to assure you, if you give God a chance, if you give the anointing a chance, if you give the word of God a chance, you are going to be restored and life will be different. And God is going to revive you like he did to the dry bones in the times of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel saw the bones that symbolized the children of Israel. And those bones were dry and lifeless. And God told Ezekiel, son of man, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel said, Lord, only you knows. And I want to emphasize on that. God knows what you are going through, but he knows he can give you a good and a better future. God knows what you are struggling with, but he can give you a greater and a beautiful future. You don't have to give up. So he began to tell Ezekiel, son of man, can these dry bones live? Ezekiel knew only God, and through God, these bones can live. You may feel like you are enough, you know, all your flesh is gone. You are just a dry bone. But look what God tells Ezekiel. He says, prophesy to those dry bones. Speak to the dry dry bones. And as Ezekiel began to prophesy to the dry bones, and he could see the flesh start coming back to life, and the valley that was full of bones became, you know, flesh, became a living thing as well. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what you are battling right now. I speak the life of Jesus over you. I speak right now transformation. I speak in the name of Jesus a release and a restoration in your life. God is not done with you yet. God is not done with you yet. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. God is not done with you yet. He's still writing your story. He's still giving you a testimony. And through you, many will see the goodness of God. It is not over until God says it is over. Just like to Job, God said, he blessed Job 10 times more than he had before. May it be said of you as well. May it be said of you of that restoration, that God is restoring you. He's restoring your marriage. He's restoring your household. He's restoring you from depression. He's restoring you from anxiety. He's restoring you from past trauma. He's healing your soul, and he's bringing sustenance to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We declare right now over you that a new season is right here. We speak healing from the things that you've gone through. Listen, we'll continue next week as we continue looking at how we can be healed in the inner side from the trauma of the past, so that we can be all that God wants to do in our lives. I encourage you to go to YouTube, subscribe, follow our channel. We have lots of teaching that will bless you. And we'll continue again next week as we continue to look at healing the wounded soul. God wants to heal you in the inner side as well as in the body. Until then, keep going higher. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for watching Kingdom Insight. Dr. Kazumba Charles has written some powerful and insightful books that will help you discover treasures and truth of God's Word and also give you a deeper understanding of the unchanging character of God. For a love gift of $20, our office will send you one of the following books written by Dr. Kazumba Charles: The Parables of the Kingdom, Revisiting the Foundations, The Weapon of Forgiveness, or Discovering the Power of God in You. Please go to www.kazumbacharles.org to give your love gift. Your love gift will enable Dr. Kazumba Charles to continue to preach the good news of the kingdom. Thank you for your generosity.